Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Johnny Sketch. Real name, Mark Parody. Johnny Sketch and the Dirty Notes. They'll be performing today on the Gentilly stage at 12:20, if my memory serves me correct, which is the big stage closest to Gentilly Highway out there. And we appreciate you joining us today. Love your music. Electric cello. Cellist.
Yeah, that's right. Well, first of all, you are correct. 12:20. I had to check my calendar to make sure that when I woke up this morning. But luckily, I live across the street, so that was an easy commute.
Yeah, yeah. He just walked on over.
And I did bring the electric cello. Yep. It's a part of our show, which three of the guys, well, basically every member of our band is, all of us went to school for music.
Music, yeah.
And no matter what you major in, jazz or classical, you get a dose of proper musical training. So we all come from that world. And when I started playing music, I was fully engrossed in the cello. I started when I was 8. That was my whole life. And then I got to college and majored in cello performance at Loyola. And I always had a guitar laying around, just for fun. It was like the opposite, you know. The cello was the formal thing, and the guitar was the goofing around. And then we started a band on a whim, and needed a guitar player, so I dusted off the guitar laying under my bed and got to work. And so I do a little bit of both in the band.
Yeah, absolutely,
it's nice.
So let me give you a little flavor, folks, of the names of the band members. We have Johnny Sketch, Bust a Nut, Dirty Johnny. Johnny Rico.
Yeah. He's Dr. Johnny Rico now.
Dr. Johnny Rico.
Yeah, yeah.
Sage Rouge, and then just Josh Paxton.
Josh Paxton, we
is
call
the
him
keyboard player.
Well, we call him Johnny Marathon. He
Johnny
likes to
Marathon.
Run. He likes to run. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I asked Johnny Sketcher what was up with the names. He goes, we thought it was a good idea when we were younger.
Yeah, when we were 21, it seemed like the way to go. I like that, though, because it reminds me that you can't get too serious. You know,
no,
now that we're in our 40s or 50s, most of us, except for Sage. She's the young one. But
right.
You start to get a little more, I don't know if boring is the right word, but not as right. Adventurous as when you're young. And having the names keeps us connected to our roots of being.
Well, you know, if you can't have fun at it, why do it, right?
Exactly. We avoided real jobs for a reason. You know, we need to stick with the lighthearted approach, or else you might as well go get a suit and tie on.
You know, it's funny. Seeing you live is one thing, and then in preparation for the show, I always like to go to YouTube and see some of the most recent performances that are done, and you get a closer look at how the whole band handles their instruments, and you can tell right away. I think everyone was did classical music at one time, or was trained in classical
That's
music, because
right.
You can just see the structure of the way you're moving fingers, you know, on the guitar, on the cello, the sax player, and everything else. And it's almost as though y'all have to rough it up a little bit to get to the sound that you're looking for.
That's
right.
That's a really interesting take on it. I like that. Sure, maybe so. I mean, that comes naturally. I think some of the members of the band are very gifted, very trained, have the mind of a real musician. Josh is a great example. He's got skills that are
well.
Enviable.
He gets.
But we have to rough him up
a
little bit.
He gets sounds out of the keyboard.
Yeah, he does.
It's pretty amazing.
But he's a guy. Well, all of us, really. You're absolutely right. We have to kind of remember to play. I shoot from the hip,
right.
Probably more than anybody in the band.
Especially on that cello.
Yeah, I just like to, as much as I can after, 40, 30 years of whatever classical training. But, I like that take on it. We do have to kind of rough it up a little bit. But it comes naturally. We're having fun. And we never take it so seriously that we can't go wherever the music wants to go.
So who's the writer? Because
I write a lot of this stuff, but we all write. I mean, our drummer writes, our bassist writes. Usually the three of us are the writers.
I love the way that you align the lyrics with the music on a number of different songs. And you don't see that always all the time. It's almost sometimes with some bands, the lyrics almost an afterthought.
Afterthought, you know? Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm responsible for the lyrics in this band, so I guess I'll take that compliment. I've always been a music first person because I started out as an instrumentalist and
right.
became a singer by default because we needed someone to do the singing.
Damn good singer, too.
Well, that's thank you. It took a long time. I remember the first day we were at rehearsal, someone said, all right, who's going to be the singer? And everyone just sat there, crickets chirped.
Waiting for someone to raise
their hand. And I sheepishly said, well, I'll give it a shot.
So three people stepped back and you...
Yes, and there I was with a mic in my hand not knowing what to do. But, yeah, lyrics, I've always enjoyed poetry, and I think it can't be an afterthought, you know. Whatever kind of lyrics you write, they got to be intentional. Yeah.
Favorite song?
Favorite song of ours?
Yes.
Oh, that's, man, you guys should have warned me about this kind of question. I would have done
some
research.
Well, I'll tell you mine.
Yeah, okay, you go ahead.
Vukari.
Vukari, I love that. That's a great choice.
I love the beat in that song. Actually, it's almost like multiple genres in one song.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
Well, that's a really good choice.
My mother's Central American, so anytime it's got a little bit of a Latin flair,
sure.
Caribbean flair, I love that.
Oh, great. Well, I like that choice. I'm very fond of that song as well. I mean, any writer's going to tell you their favorite song's the last one they wrote.
Yeah.
So I will tell you that. My favorite song right now is the newest one we do. It's called Lose My Mind, and it's kind of a slow burn, soul, like sing-along kind of thing, and I love playing. It's got a really great sax solo in it, so...
Now, y'all have a following to one of your songs, Cora Lee.
Yeah. Yeah, you know why? I'll tell you why that is, because that song, I wrote that song on the fly in the studio. When we were making we put it on the record that came out after, but when we were making a record, I was sitting in there, we were just goofing around, me, David, and Andre, and I just played that. And we just played it start to finish. Lyrics, nothing changed. I didn't change a single thing about it, so it just was fully realized as is, and usually those are the ones that have the legs, the ones that last the longest. You can labor on a song for a year and put all your effort into it, and it'll be warmly received, but nothing ever gets the love that one that just came out fully
all
formed.
All the stars out. Lined up, the brilliance
I guess.
Came to the surface.
And it's real simple. I think people like that.
Yeah.
There's nothing complex about it. It's just straight ahead, and yeah, that's a fun one to play every time. I got to be honest, I never get tired of playing that song. And it's been a lot of time.
Now, I recall seeing y'all, but there were more members in the band. I guess y'all have visiting band members that join you
we
at
do.
A period of time?
We do sometimes have extra horn players. We'll bring in a third horn. We've had extra guitar players. Camille from the Radiators has played with us many times.
Yeah.
Mike Dusson has played with us many times. Greg Hicks from Bonorama has played with us many, many times.
Yeah.
Brad Walker, who plays with everybody out here at the fest these days.
Yeah.
He was with the Revivalists. We've had a lot of guests.
And that
seems
to be a lot of fun. It looked like y'all were having it. Because I remember seeing a picture, and it's like, wait a minute. When I saw them, they had more band members. I wonder if they lost band members. And then I went and did my research and said, it was visiting folks.
We've got guests. And for Jazz Fest, sometimes we bring in extra people.
Yeah.
Just because. So tell
us about the Jazz Fest experience. We interviewed a couple of folks last week that perform, you know, and they're on the local scene here. They've been in New Orleans a long time. And they said the one performance that makes them the most nervous is the Jazz Fest performance.
Yeah.
And I found that kind of interesting. You would think you would be right at home, you know, but I guess...
It's both, though. I think it's because you're right at home that you feel those nerves, because you really want to do your best show for these people. These are the people we care about the most.
Right.
Particularly for touring artists that leave town a lot and are gone a lot. They put a lot of themselves into performing for audiences all over the place, trying to warm them up to their music. So to come home, you want to give them the best you got. You want to do the best show you have. I don't really get nervous... when I play, but I get excited. It's nervous is like when you're not prepared. You don't know what's going to happen. You might mess up. We're prepared, so I know what I'm doing up there, and I love it. I do get very excited about Jazz Fest. I mean, I'm about to go on. Normally, right now, I'd be backstage doing jumping jacks and hyping the guys up.
Well, I hope I'm calming you down. I'm having a calming influence.
Oh, very soothing effect. I could take a nap on this couch right here. Wake me up when I got to go on, all right?
Well, thank you. I know you got to go. Thank you so much for joining us.
I really appreciate it.
It's so important for us to introduce the local talent to our audience and get to know the person and, you know,
thank you.
How they got and how they come to be here. And
Well, Rolling Stone called us the best kept secret in New Orleans. We'd like that secret to get out as quickly as possible.
No doubt.
So, thank
Mark
you for your
Piardi,
time.
Mark also known as Johnny Sketch of Johnny Sketch and the Dirty Notes, folks. They will be on at 12:20 on the Shell Gentilly stage. Thank you, sir. Best
pleasure.
Of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
All righty. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.